9:36, it is the Positive Chats podcast on the air this morning for Monday, March 14th. It is Pi Day, and alongside with us, catching up with Joshua Mills, is the author of Creative Glory, and Joshua from Los Angeles. You know what? Not only did we have time changes past weekend, but we got a three-hour time difference between us, and we made you wake up early. Oops, sorry about that.
It's okay. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out. So, Joshua, you and your wife, to get everybody brought up to speed, you are the co-founder of International Glory Ministries. You've been featured together in several film documentaries and print articles, and you've ministered to millions around the world through radio and TV and your weekly webcast, Glory Bible Study. Now, you've been busy. And here's the great thing I love about this. You enjoy life with your three kids, you and your spouse. Your kids' names are Lincoln, Liberty, and Legacy, and your puppy Buttercup. Aw. What a great life. Man, you've got the whole thing going on. But here's the great thing about this is that looking at your picture in the press release, you don't look old enough to own a license.
Well, thank you.
Young guy.
I appreciate that.
Jeez. Oh, goodness.
I'm old enough to actually remember going to a Newsboys concert as a teenager. Way back when they used to have the drum kit. Did you ever go to their concert when they had the drum kit that would go like vertical to the stage?
Yep.
That was crazy.
Yep, they've been doing that for a long time. So it sounds like one of your first early shows were about what? Because we just played Not Ashamed a minute ago, about the same era-ish, Johnny James?
Right. It was late 90s.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, he and Peter Furler and all those guys. So, you know what? Let's talk about you because you've been busy. You've been writing books, and you're a very artistic guy. So let's kind of get to know a little bit about you yet. So your background, it sounds like you were always in the middle of arts, and knowing that you're in Los Angeles now, was art something you were always kind of focused on? And it just sounds like you were a very artistic guy.
Actually, you know, growing up, I wanted to be an animator. And that was kind of my whole goal in life, was to work for one of the big, you know, movie companies in California doing animation. But when I was 16 years old, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit that shifted things, still in an artistic direction. But the Holy Spirit began giving me songs to sing, teaching me about worship, ultimately taught me how to play the piano, and kind of launched me into ministry. And that's how I got started doing ministry. And from that time until now, we've ministered in over 80 nations around the world. And, you know, this book that I've written, Creative Glory, is all about really launching into and allowing the Spirit of God to carry us in His creative flow. And I'm a firm believer that not only is the creativity of God available for who we would call creative people, but also for people who wouldn't even consider themselves, you know, creative, mm-hmm. that there is a creativity that flows into their lives,
Josh,
and available for them.
Here's the interesting question, because so many of us, we know what we want to do. And you said that you wanted to be an animator in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
How did you know that your life was taking this whole other trajectory? So when you met Christ, how did you know that your direction wasn't to take that into animation, but to do this other thing?
Well, I think it just became so apparent to me because the desire shifted. And I think oftentimes the way that God leads us is He floats His desires from the glory realm into our heart and then begins leading us through His Spirit by, maybe we could say, changing our heart or putting that deep desire within us to go in a certain direction. And in my own personal life, all of a sudden, instead of feeling, you know, like I wanted to go into animation, I had this desire just to spend time with God in His divine presence, to seek Him through praise and worship, and really lead other people into encountering the same in that way. And so I think it was really desire. And, you know, the Bible says that God will give us the desires of our heart, but I think that's connected to our heart being aligned with His. Mm.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about Creative Glory. It is your newest book. And even looking through the first few pages, you have kind of like forwards in here. You have Brian Head Welch. You have, yeah, yes. You've got a few names in here. You've got Shock, which is the producer husband from Becca Shea. So some of the circles you're running in the middle of, Bishop Clint Browns. You've got a lot of people that are talking about you. So it's how do you define creative glory? What does that mean?
Well, for me, you know, when we speak about the glory, we're speaking about God. God is the glory. The glory is God. And so creative glory is the inspirational flow of the Holy Spirit that shines God's life, his hope, his joy, his provision. He brings his wisdom into any situation that we might be facing. And I think, you know, when we're in that atmosphere of creative glory, it becomes easy in that realm to think new thoughts, to do new things, to express ourselves in unusual ways, because we're in the atmosphere of the Creator's heart and his mind. So in many ways, creative glory brings us right into the very heart and mind of God. Like I was speaking, you know, where suddenly our heart is connected with his heart and our thoughts are aligned with his thoughts. And we begin to move in extraordinary ways. And I love that you brought up some of those names, Brian Head Welch and Shock and Bishop Clint Brown. They've become my friends over the years. And it seems to me that as we begin moving out in the call of God, whatever that call is, he leads us to the people that we need when we need them. God begins to open up divine doors of opportunity. We find ourselves making connections that in the natural we might say, I don't know how I could ever connect with the people or the places or the things that I need. But, you know, I think it's Philippians 4:19 says that my God shall supply for all of my need. And that happens in creative glory.
I think I'm picking up a vibe in the interview so far. I think what I'm noticing is it kind of goes back to the quote that you mentioned. For far too long, the church has tried to separate the arts from spirituality. And I think I'm noticing we're twist tie in your answers so far. You've kind of answered in ways where as long as you have God's power supercharging what you're doing, there should always be a creative spark in what you're doing. Is that about right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for the visual artist, painting or drawing, it's worship. For the culinary chef, cooking is adoration. For the musician, the expression of musical sound is sacred. For the author, writing is an act of consecration. For the dancer, each movement is filled with God's grace. For the innovator, design and craftsmanship are holy things. At the end of the day, whatever God has called us to do, when we do it unto the Lord, he gets the glory. And so not only does his creative glory empower us, bring the power that we need, but ultimately at the end of the day, it brings us right back to him. And he gets glorified and he's lifted high.
There's something about you. I feel like there's probably so many outlets of creative and artistry. It feels like you would be like musician along with art. So it feels like, so, and not really knowing you that well, it feels like probably instrumentalist. You've got art, like painting, sketch artists, obviously.
Yep, totally.
Is there anything else?
I think I enjoy all of the arts, like all of them. So I've written a ton of stuff. I mean, I've written over 30 books, and I don't think I'm that old, you know. but it's like you when I think of someone who's written 30 books, I'm like, what in the world, you know? But when you get in that flow, it just flows, and so you create and you just move with God. And even in my day-to-day life, I find God bringing, you know, solutions. And I think this is what people are looking for right now more than ever before, especially with, you know, the challenges that all of us have faced over the last little while, you know, the interesting twists and turns of the world. God is bringing, listen, nothing has surprised God. None of this has come by surprise to him. He knew it all was coming, and he's never left us down and out. He's never left us hopeless, but he's promised us in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And that's what I want people to capture when they read the book, Creative Glory, to know for certain that God has already provided everything we need for life, for godliness. He's given us everything we need to help our family to get by, not just to survive, but to thrive in these days and to overcome and really be victorious in Christ Jesus.
Well said. Well said. We're catching up with Joshua Mills. He's actually, we woke him up a little bit early this morning. He's clear on the West Coast, so he's got a 3-hour time difference. So it's not even quite 7 o'clock there. So, but he's his latest book is called Creative Glory, and we're catching up with him. We're really kind of learning more about, I think, supercharging our creative side, and really, I don't want to say partnership. It sounds so businessy, but when Jesus is in the center of everything that you do, that there's an artistry, there's a spark that goes there. Josh, you mentioned something a second ago. You talked about solutions. Is that the creative miracle you describe in the book?
Well, it's one of the creative miracles. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, God has the solutions and the answers to whatever we might be facing in our life. And, you know, in my life, there's been times when, of course, you know, it's like, how are we going to get by financially? And Creative Glory comes and brings the answer. And God begins to show us how we can move, like you said, in partnership with the Holy Spirit into seeing a financial breakthrough. There's other times when it's been a healing need or, you know, a family need or a relational need. And whatever it is that we need, Creative Glory shows up and he helps us. God helps us get through. And like I said, not just get through, but be on top of it and be victorious. And I think there's many different ways that God can spark that creativity in our lives. And sometimes he does it through the friends and family that surround us. Other times he does it by bringing mentors into our lives. You mentioned Pastor Clint Brown earlier, and I would say that when I was a teenager, he was a huge inspiration in my life, and it's amazing now that I can call him friend, and only God could do that. Only God can connect you with the people that you need, and when we flow with God, we always have what we need.
I picked up a few times where you mentioned a few verses to support your answer.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite verse that you go to, one that from time to time? Because let's be honest, there are moments, there are a lot of moments when the teacher is silent during the test. And you can be a little bit like, you know what I mean? And you're like, God, where are you? You know, is there a verse that you lean on the most? What's your go-to?
I think, well, there's several, but in the Proverbs it says, to not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And I think that's even right now, a verse that I'm finding a lot of comfort in. And like you said, when the teacher is silent during the test and you're walking through it and it seems kind of heavy, knowing that if we'll acknowledge God before everything else and put him first, and just do what we know is right. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of taking the next right step.
Yeah.
And we might not have all of the whole vision given to us. And we might not know exactly where everything's leading. But if we do the next right thing, take the next right step, we find ourselves in line with God's will. And so that's a big one I think I've been leaning on lately.
Yeah. Are there moments when you kind of, I think for lack of a better word, you kind of notice from time to time your confidence. Are there moments when your confidence feels a little bit lower than others where you feel like God's calling you into a certain realm, but at the same time, he's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because maybe more of your control freak starts to kind of back up a little bit where you're not so as controlling on that, you know? Are there moments that you kind of bump into that? Because I know a lot of us that kind of do.
Well, to be honest with you, I think every time that God's given me a new assignment, I've never felt like I was qualified to do it. And I've always felt stretched, challenged. and, you know, I've felt like in my own ability, I don't necessarily have the confidence to do it. And that's where we have to lean on him and we find his strength. And that's where we have to know that his ways are higher than ours, and trust him. And I think, you know, faith and trust are huge factors in moving into creative glory. When the artist, oftentimes, you know, for example, if I'm painting, you know, there'll be a general idea that I'll have, maybe somewhat of a vision that I've seen for what I want to paint. But the truth is, the fullness of what I'm going to see on that canvas can't really be seen until I'm willing to just dip the paintbrush in the paint and put the paint on the canvas and just start. And so I've found myself in so many things that God's calling me into, just having to do that. Just, you know, getting up in the morning, putting on your clothes, just stepping out the door and saying, Lord, thank you for the new day. Just, you know, finding his strength to enable you to do what he's called you to do is, it's huge. It's really huge.
And essentially just step out and just do it, right? I mean, not to sound like an old night.
You
got to
do it.
Yeah, yeah. Josh, how do we catch up with you on social media and kind of watch? Because you were talking about paintings, and how do we know what you're in the middle of? Can we follow you on Instagram and all the usual platforms?
Oh, yeah, I love Instagram. And you can find me at Joshua Mills and the number one, at Joshua Mills one. And that's Twitter. And our website's joshuamills.com, where you can find all of our my 30 books and all the other CDs and stuff that we've done.
I'm impressed with writing 30 books. That's awesome, because I'm still going to go back and reiterate what I said earlier. Dude, you don't look old enough to have a driver's license. A lot of marriage, you have three kids, you're writing 30 books. I feel like I'm sluggish, and so I need to step up my game, apparently. That's awesome.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
Oh, of course. Because I think you and I are about the same age. Because if I had to take a guess, because you mentioned the Newsboys earlier, and you mentioned you're, I'm going to guess you're about 40, I'm going to guess 43.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I just turned 43.
No kidding. Really?
I'm 42. No, I am 43. You're right. Nope. I just turned 43. Yep. Right. You are right.
I didn't even Google that. I was just kind of putting the dots together.
After 40, you just stop counting, you know?
Oh, of course. Oh, of course. Well, actually, happy birthday to you, man. That's awesome. Happy birthday, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. A couple more questions here I have for you. So, you know, we were talking about different creative channels and stuff. Do you have a favorite creative activity that you go into? We know that you paint. Is there anything that you do that for us would be kind of, I can kind of see him doing that. He sounds like one of those.
Well, you know, I love playing the piano. I love painting. I love spending time with my kids. Probably my favorite outside activity is riding roller coasters.
Ah, there you go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love it.
So
love it.
Six Flags Magic Mountain or Disney, where are you going? Knott's Berry Farm.
Maybe all of them.
All right.
I have a year pass right now at Six Flags over Georgia. So we've been there a bit.
Georgia.
But yeah, we love them all. We love them all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was throwing out, you know, LA landmarks and different amusement parks. You completely threw me for a curve. No pun intended. You're going to Atlanta.
Atlanta. I've been teaching at a Bible school in Alabama, and been doing a lot of work at Kingsway College. They're teaching the students all about creative glory and all the different aspects of God. And so that's been real fun.
Got it. Hey, what's the one key? I guess we'll start to wrap up on this one. What's the one key, the underlying theme, the whole thing in one sentence, I guess you could say, if you took the entire book, what are we trying to get across in the book?
Well, I think the major thing that's trying to be conveyed is that at the end of the day, God is the creator, and he created you in his image. And so you were created to create. And whether you feel it or not, you might say, I don't have a creative bone in my body. The truth is, every bone in your body is creative. The blood flowing through your veins is creative. You have the creative ability of God, because God created you and he is the creator.
Well said. Because it feels like, this is just kind of thinking through this thing logically, it feels like a lot of what you probably have to do is tear down, I guess, mental strongholds, because a lot of people, when you ask them, they could be 40s, 50s, 60s? What are you good at? And some of them just don't know.
That's so true. I think a lot of people feel like they're not creative. And in some ways, they've just believed the lie of the enemy that has said that they are not. And the truth is, we are creative. As believers in Christ, we've been connected with the creative flow of heaven. And so learning how to tap into that, learning how to cooperate with God, allowing his flow to flow through our lives will result in unlimited blessings and overwhelming and wonderful discoveries. And if we can do that, we're going to find ourselves flowing in blessing and living in, I think, the abundance Jesus spoke about. He said, I've come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. Yeah. And, you know, he's wanting his people to prosper in this day. There's no doubt about it.
And you also mentioned, too, about angels' creativity. Angels'
yep.
creativity.
There are angels of creativity that come into our lives as believers. Hebrews 1, verse 14, very specific about the angels, answering the question, saying, are they not all ministering spirits that are sent to serve heirs of salvation? So that's speaking of, you know, those who have come to a knowledge of Christ. We're the heirs of salvation. And in our lives, God surrounds our lives with angels. We don't focus on them. They don't become, you know, who we worship. Actually, we're cautioned in the scripture not to worship angels, not to pray to an angel. We don't make them the focus, but we do thank God for his provisions. And some of that provision is the angels of creativity that come into our lives as believers to surround us and help nudge us along and point us in the right direction. Yeah.
Well said. Well said. On with Joshua Mills right now, his recent book out of 30-ish. He's been a busy guy. It's Creative Glory. And we're actually, Josh, you know what? I don't know if this is something you've been waiting for during our time together or not, but it's there's a three-hour time difference between us. You had a time difference over the weekend. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep,
Thank
man. We
you.
Give you permission.
I appreciate that.
It was a pleasure for us to catch up. This was so much fun. One more time, how do we follow you on across all the social media channels?
Well, I'd love for you to join my Instagram at Joshua Mills, the number one, Joshua Mills one, and you can find us at joshuamills.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Josh, thank you. Next time I make it back to California, I'm going to try to look at Six Flags and at Knott's Berry Farm and Disney's. I'm trying to track you down. I'm trying to find you.
Yes. Call me up and let's go ride some roller coasters.
Don't think I won't take up on that. I love my coasters.
Okay.
When you get a chance. When you come here to Sandusky, Ohio, we have Cedar Point up here in Ohio. And if you've never made it to the roller coaster capital of the world yet, highly recommended. Big time move for you.
Oh, so fun.
Yes.
So fun.
Yes. We will see you soon. See you, Josh.
Awesome.
Have a great week,
God
man.
God bless you.
See you, dude.